Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Maybe I come on too strong. You got your opinions and the right to say I'm wrong. That's the way I am. What you see is what you get. I'm a free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I don't hate nobody. Don't mean to stir things up. I don't use the right words. I ain't sensitive enough. It's gotten too damn easy to step on people's toes. You sugarcoat the truth or get sued before you know. No matter what I say, somebody gets upset with this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. Well, I'm sorry I'm so backward, so crude, so second class. Help me out and tell me, what's the PC way to say, kiss my ass? Well, I wonder who these people are that sit around all day, making up a list of words we can and cannot say. They got everybody thinking, this should be the law. I've read the First Amendment, I know my rights, y'all. Well, call me civil-minded. Well, that's what you expect from this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. Oh, tell me, sir. No regret. I'm a free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I'm a free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck.
That's right. You can tell them all they can kiss my grill. Go look that up in your PC dictionary.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and this is me, yours truly, Brilliant Ideas, and we are here on another Saturday morning with your foodie friends, fun, entertainment, and like the man said earlier, hopefully we're here to entertain you. And I'm flying here solo this morning. I'm by myself, and we're having technical difficulties, as usual, on a Saturday morning. So we're going to be limping along here. Laurie, our food news Jersey-style girl, will not be joining us today. As some of you may know who know Laurie personally, she had a loss in the family. Her father passed away this past week. So we send out our hearts and prayers to her and her family as they're dealing with the loss of her father. And we'll welcome her back next week. And we appreciate everyone hanging in there with us each and every week. And I'm going to try to see if we can make this thing work today. Blog Talk Radio has us on a new server, but it seems not to be still working the proper way. But, hey, does that stop us? No, we just keep going right along. I want to thank everyone out there for making us number one once again 5 weeks in a row in the cooking category of Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much to everyone out there for your support. Thank you for listening and telling all your friends about our show. We appreciate all the support. We couldn't do it without you, and the numbers keep going up and up and up. And we appreciate that. So I guess that means we must be doing something correct, I assume. But thank you very much for all your support. Today, on today's show, we're going to have several guests. We've got a pretty long lineup, as long as the phone system will let me do the show. Our first guest this morning will be Surf West Para. He'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. He'll be talking about his new business venture into foodie logos and other things and graphic art. And then after we visit with him for a little while, we have a rap singer coming on. His name is Jay Kuntz. And Jay is a rap singer, a little bit different twist for us on a Saturday morning. You guys know I'm kind of a country music fan, but Jay is going to be joining us. He's part of a new team that Todd Berry from Short Circuit Records is putting together. And by the way, Todd Berry is the singer of our intro song, Politically Incorrect Redneck, which kind of is my theme song. But Todd sent Jay Kuntz to us, so he'll be joining us shortly. And then we have Baby Cakes and Company. And Baby Cakes and Company, we have Tamika coming on to join us later on in the show. And they're a premier candy and specialty dessert business. And we'll find out a little bit about what they're doing. And then last but not least, we will have a report from the Natural Foods Expo in Anaheim, California. Our quote-unquote roving reporter, Alexandria Backus, will be joining us to give us kind of a feedback on what's going on in the show that's been going on this week. It's a big show called the Natural Foods Expo, and she'll be giving us a report from the show in Anaheim. So that's our lineup for this week. And we appreciate, like I say, everyone joining us. Sit back and enjoy the guest. And if everything works, we should be able to proceed with the show. And I'm going to push this button here, and hopefully I'll have my first guest. As I mentioned earlier, we have S.W. Para, known as Surf West Para. He'll be joining us here shortly on the show. And the background is on him, if you haven't heard before, he's been on our show, oh gosh, I guess it was quite a while back, came on and told us a little bit about his book that he had published, and also that he's a cartoonist for the Fresno Bee, and I think if this thing's working, Surf West, are you there with me?
Howdy, howdy, here I am.
Howdy, howdy, welcome to the show. Bear with me here because every week we have these technical difficulties, but at least we got you on, so thank you for joining us again. I was just saying that you were on our show, gosh, I guess it's been, about a year ago? That you joined us? Was that far back? And you came on and told us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living, and also you had come out with a new book. So what I'm going to do first, before we get into a conversation about your new venture, can you give some you know, background, a little bit of your bio on what you've been up to about your book and what you do for the Fresno Bee?
Okay. Well, the book is titled Pinot Envy. It's available online. If you visit my website, which is swpara.com, there's a link, and folks can purchase it there. It's kind of a little cartoon joke book, and it's marketed to wineries, and I've been sending those out, looking up wineries and sending them out, and these free little books that, that they can look at to see if they want to purchase and put them in their either their tasting rooms or their gift shops, something like that.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, it's doing its own little thing, and that's how that's going.
All right. And just to fill people in, too, on that book itself has little cartoons that you've put together about wine drinking and wine, and it's all about wine along with your cartoons, which that's where your background is making cartoons for the newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, I draw all the time, literally. I mean, I'm drawing right now. yeah, you know, the book, it has these little scribbly drawings. It's all associated somehow with wine. And at the time when I was doing it, I put these little cartoons out online and invited friends to write captions. And
right.
So most of the captions are written by friends, Facebook friends, friends from Twitter. And so the book has over 100 little captions or little jokes. And so that's kind of part of the thing that makes it a bit novel, a little different than a normal cartoon joke book kind of thing. It's a number of people involved in it, which makes it fun and a little more, a little more personal for the people that did contribute.
Well, everybody should check it out and go and buy the book. And also you can find more information about you on Facebook. And I make sure I had the right address, but it's listed under SWPara at Facebook.com. That's where people can find more information about you and your book.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, now let's talk about what you wanted to talk about, which is logos. Now, from your cartoon background, and you say you're always drawing, you've gotten yourself into sort of graphic art work and doing logos for people in the food business. So give me a little background on what's going on with that side of your life.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's very fascinating because the little book, the little Pino Envy book, kind of led to this, where one of the folks at one of the book signings approached me because his sister and brother-in-law were opening up a brewery, or they were working on one. And this is the Paso Robles Brewing Company. So we got into a conversation and started talking about logos, and he asked me, you know, do you know anybody that does this kind of work? And I said, sure I do. You know, I know a great guy that does this stuff. It's me. And so we started off that way. And, you know, there's a lot of research that goes into building logos. You're looking at a company's history, what that company wants to say, that message that they want to convey to potential customers.
Right.
So, I love beer. And so this is like, man, this is like perfect for me, right?
Right.
Get to do a bit of research, spend time sampling beers, and also looking at, you know, the history of some of the beer labels and logos from, pre-prohibition years, and looking at some from different countries to see how they're conveying their message or their history, their brand. So that's kind of fun. I mean, the research part of it is terrific.
Well, let me propose something to you, because I've been thinking myself, and maybe we can go through the process so people could kind of understand what you do. I've been thinking about a logo for Gray and Ideas Radio. So
let's say
I call you up and I say, okay, I want a logo. What would be the first thing that you would say to me, I mean, as far as what direction I should go? If I guess you're going to say to me what kind of ideas that you have, but kind of give us a process. Let's say I'm a client of yours. What will we do first?
Okay, well, I will tell you a little bit about, the work that I've done, and I will point you to my website so that you could get an idea of the kind of work that I do to see if what I do fits with what your needs are. And then, of course, I'm going to ask you a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your history and what your product, what your aim is. And so we'll start there. Then I will submit to you three rough pencil ideas. And these three ideas are going to be each one very different from the first. So that hopefully one of them strikes you a little bit. Or maybe there's something about, say, number two and number three that you like.
Okay.
And at that point, I take those a little bit further. And that's where my sleep deprivation starts coming in.
So, like, for example, you come up with the three designs, and I say, okay, well, I don't really like number one, but I like number two, but I don't like the way that you have the letters, or don't like the background. And what you do is you listen to my crazy ideas or brilliant ideas, and then you go back and, I guess, come back with a modification. I guess in the question I've always had when it comes to making logos is, like, when does the process end? How many times do you allow people to make their changes? Because I could see where a guy like me who can't make his mind up may go on and on and on. So when you do it for somebody, do you give them a flat-out quote and you say you get X amount of tries, and then after so many tries I have to start charging more? How does that all work?
Yeah, it is a little bit like that. Normally, I would be charging somebody $60 an hour.
Okay.
The first hour and those first samples that I send out are considered free consultation. And
okay.
So at that point, they can see them and they can back out. If they like how it's going, and as you said, you know, like say you didn't like number one and you'd like number two, but you didn't like the lettering or something like that, then from that point, I will make corrections to it, and then I will again submit three more ideas based on the one or one and a half idea that you like.
Okay.
So we have another set of three. And this kind of continues to go on until you, the client, says, you know, let's go with this number two idea. I'm really liking it. Let's focus on this one. So you as the client are able to make that call.
How difficult has that been so far? And I'm looking at the one you did for Paso Robles, the brewing company, which I really like a lot. How long of a process did it take to get the logo that they came up with for their T-shirt?
Let's see. I think that I started in the fall, and we got done probably at the right around the end of summer.
Okay.
So it's each week I'm working on something for it. So in this case, the oak tree was very important to the client, and it's a symbol that represents Paso Robles. Finding the right oak tree and knowing how this logo is going to be used and drawing it in the right way. The colors, by the way, are chosen by the client. These were the two colors that they really specifically wanted. They wanted to have barley, and they wanted to have the hops included in this logo somewhere. So, you know, those things are helpful. They wanted, they had some ideas about, you know, the terrain in Paso Robles. It's kind of hilly. And so we're trying to suggest that. Now, this logo went over, a number of little different changes. And so many times I'm emailing back and forth with Russ and Joanne White, who run Paso Robles Brewing Company, terrific couple. So I'm talking or emailing back and forth with them. And at one point, we just kind of like, we stopped for a minute. They were working on getting their brew house, getting it ready. And so they had a few roadblocks that they had to get out of the way. So before, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, we just didn't do anything on it, and then we started back up again. One of the logos, it's not evident on this logo, but they wanted to somehow incorporate an acorn look to the overall logo.
Okay.
And we did have a crown on top of the words that they possibly wrote, but it just wasn't working.
So they were just weren't nuts about the acorn, huh?
They weren't nuts about the acorn. So we, you know, I shared with them the logo without that crown on top, and it was like one of those epiphany moments. And you're like, hey, we don't need that part.
Well, it's really a nice logo, and I like the T-shirt and stuff, and I know that. Even like a lot of the people we have on our show here coming out with new food products, and that's probably one of the most difficult things for people is designing their logo, because that's going to be the thing that people see with their product out there in the market. And there's so many companies that I think the process is intimidating, because I've been through it myself, and you can actually overthink it sometimes. But are you focusing yourself on foodie people, or are you just doing it for whomever happens to pick up the phone and call you?
Well, I will help out whoever calls, if I can. If I find that it's something that it's outside of my realm, you know, I'll let you know that, you know, this is probably, you know, outside of my expertise, and I will try to find somebody that I know that maybe is a better fit. But yeah, the process, like you said, it is complicated. You can overthink it. I'm working on a wine label for a the winery is an established winery in Paso Robles, and they're called Vines on the Merry Crest. They have a logo, and some degree, and the logo that they have has served them well for a while, but they heard back from distributors that it wasn't helping sales, and that distributors were having a hard time getting the product on the shelf. And so I've been working with them to try to redesign their logo but keep some of the original flavor.
That's the big thing when it comes to wine labels. I you know, and when you go through the supermarket or to a wine store, matter of fact, to me with my ADHD, it's almost to the point it drives me crazy, because everything looks the same and it starts all blending together. So making a logo and a label stand out has got to be one of the hardest tasks for any winery these days, because it's just a sea of color and words, and when you walk down and see all those things on the shelves, it makes it difficult. So that itself is a task to make it jump out so people see it versus the other wines that are on the shelf.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, yes, part of the research, I'm there in, wine store or the BevMo store, looking at all the wines that are on the shelves, and it's incredible. Some wine labels are just, you know, can stand out. Some are very different. Some are like, wow, I can't believe that's even on a bottle. It is a very challenging task, the wine label, and that's going to be a process that is going to take a long time. I think until the client says, yes, I feel happy about this.
If people want to get in touch with you and they want to have you design a logo, what's the best way for them to reach you? Is it through Facebook or email? How would you like people to get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can get in contact with me through Facebook.
Okay.
They can email me. It's pretty easy. It's FWParra. It's P-A-R-R-A. At AOL.com. Yeah, I'm still an AOL guy. Or they can they can send me a tweet on Twitter. It's at WPAR. Gosh, I can't even say it. It's SWPARART. So it's SWPARART at Twitter.
Well, if everybody's out there, if you want to contact and get a logo made for your product, food product, you can see what kind of work he does with the little photo that we posted here on the site. And I'm also going to post some more of your artwork on my Facebook page later today. And check out his services and go out. And if you need a logo made, I'm sure that SurfWest can set you right up. And I wish you the best of luck. Keep us posted as this thing develops. And you might be hearing from me because I might need a Green Ideas Radio logo myself.
Right on. Thanks, brother. Hey, congratulations to you on number one.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, we couldn't do it without guests like you, so thanks a lot.
Right on. Thanks.
All right, take care. All right, everybody, check out, give him a call, and if you're looking for a logo, a food logo for your product, wine, whatever it may be, he can help you out. And we're going to take a brief break. We got our next guest coming up, Jay Kuntz. If I can get the system to work properly, I'm going to play one of Jay's songs coming up here shortly. And then Jay will be joining us with some rap. He's a rap artist. So like I said, we're going from country music, which is what we usually play here, to rap. And I'm going to play his song. It's called the Buckeye Boys. And here he goes. This is Jay Kuntz, and we'll be back here just a few minutes. As soon as I can get this system to play the song, I guess I spoke too soon. Hang on a second. We're having more technical difficulties. Give me a second. Here we go. The song should start playing, hopefully, right now. Hang on 1 second here. Here we go. No, we're not. Well, I apologize, Jay. If you're out there, we're having technical difficulties. Playing the music today and everything here on the show. I'm trying to get it to run here. Here we go.
All right, boys, it's all time and I'm on the floor. Believe in yourself, believe in your team, and boys, bring home some fun.
Living in peace and harmony.
O-H-I-O. East side, south side, north side, west side, let's roll. But I'ma keep shouting these raps till I can't talk. I love this team, I know he's there for my talent. Number one buck guys, always championship fine. I know we lost some heroes in the last couple years, but then came mine, now the time is here. These Buckeye boys bringing on the noise. From the bar to the field, we will always destroy. Members of the team and a pack up to lead, but our heads hang high with the room to breathe. There ain't no fumble, we're gonna strike back. To play the prize for the Buckeye attack. And for all these champs, it's hard to believe in. Beat the opposition bad till they quit breathing.
Buckeye boys,
you can't stop
this. watch out, I'm gonna bring you down.
Living in peace and harmony.
And that was Buckeye Boys by Jay Kuntz. And if everything's working right, Jay, you should be on the phone here with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
All right. I love the music, and you are definitely an Ohio boy, the Buckeye Boys. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I am.
You're excited to be on here. You're a big Ohio State fan?
Oh, huge. Huge Ohio State fan. Born and raised that way.
All right. I love the music. I have to admit, I'm kind of a country music kind of guy. When I got your music, I was playing it the other night with my daughter, and we were in here rocking back and forth, listening to your tunes, and it's good stuff.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Todd Berry, which is a Short Circuit Records, had turned us on to you for the show, and I wanted to have you on. And I guess you've been singing and rapping for quite a while. How long you been in the music business?
Well, see, I've always been interested in singing, like, my whole life. It's just something, you know, I didn't pursue for a very long time. I kind of knew I had, like, you know, kind of a little bit of talent for it, but I just never really tried it, you know?
Right.
I got serious with it probably within the last 3.5 to 4 years. Like, Todd actually found me one night at a karaoke bar, like, in a club.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I did a couple songs. I would go in there and do covers. Like, I'd go in there and do, like, Linkin Park. I'd go in there and do country. Like, I would do just about anything. And I think the versatility aspect of it all, I think that just kind of caught his attention, you know. And
right.
He was like, he's like, you have a certain sound. He's like, I haven't heard before yet. And he's like, you kind of remind me of Kid Rock a little bit, but he's like, you don't really sound like him. He's like, it's your own original sound. So,
right.
I mean, that was real flattering. That was cool. I was all excited. And he just kind of took me under his wing, you know, and we went from there.
Well, my first thought was like Eminem when I first heard the music, sort of have kind of an Eminem sound, but I actually think better, and it's an interesting twist. Now, where do you do your recording? Because I can hear all the background, the synthesizers and all the things going in the background. Where exactly is the recording done?
We actually do it out at Todd's house. And
oh, really?
That's in London. Yeah, at the label's house, pretty much. Yeah, we do it there, and we'll hook everything up. And we actually, when we did Buckeye Boys, we actually, that part where it's like, bring on the Buckeye Boys, and you're hearing them yell Ohio, we actually had Todd's son was in the studio. And what we did, it was we all kind of crowded around the mic, and we just kind of, like, you know, on three, like we had it timed out, we screamed kind of at the same time, you know, to make the voices echo, to make it, give it that crowd appeal, you know, where it's like hundreds and hundreds of fans, you know, screaming.
it does sound like a bunch of people in the background too. See, now you told a secret that I never would have known, because I actually thought it was like a crowd in the background.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that. That'd
That's
be funny because
cool.
I thought, yeah.
So where are you playing now? Are you playing at different bars and any kind of concerts or anything? Are you there in Ohio? Is that where you're stationed?
Yes, sir. I'm from Grove City, Ohio.
Okay.
But I've traveled, I mean, by myself. I've done shows for numerous fundraisers, you know, charity benefits. I just did a show a couple days ago in Madison Plains, Ohio. And I just did a show for a bunch of kids, bully awareness. I went to a school where it was, like, really really bad, you know, at times with bullying. And I actually have, coincidentally, had a song called Bully that I'm working on right now with Todd. And they brought me in there, and I love doing that stuff. I love just seeing the looks on people's faces, you know. I love entertaining people. That's what I'm very passionate about. And, like, kids, I mean, I love performing for kids. Like, if I could travel all around the world and just go to different schools and, like, talk to kids, that's what
right.
I did and perform, that would be awesome.
Now,
if people are going to get your music,
where can they find your music? Is it? I saw you have a website. It's on Reverb Nation. Can people go there and purchase your tunes?
You can go there and listen to it. We just finished my first debut album. It's called Get Ready. It'll have 10 tracks on it. You can actually get it. We just uploaded it to cdbaby.com, and you can get it on iTunes.com as well. Just look up Jay Koontz or Justin Koontz. Either or, it'll pop up. And like I said, 10 songs on there. There's a lot of variety on there. We've even got a couple country pop like songs.
Oh,
on
do
there.
You? So you're not so you're not just R&B rap. You've got some, you're using some of your other talent on your CD.
Yes, sir. I've got a dabble in a little bit of everything. I've got a song where it's kind of like a Justin Timberlake like style. It's called Yours Truly.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people are going to like that a lot. I've got a country song I did with Todd. And with a country beat and everything, it's called Stomp Your Boots. Let's do this. And, yeah, it's a really funny song. Like, it's kind of funny, but really very lyrical. It's funny.
So that is available on CD Baby now?
Yes, sir. CDBaby.com and iTunes.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do, Jay, is I'm going to play the, I guess it's the title to the CD, which is Get Ready. And then we'll play that, and if people want to find you, they need to go to CD Baby, and they can find how to purchase the new CD, and also they can find you on Reverb Nation if they want to get a taste of some of your music. And tell Todd thank you for finding you for our show. It's, like I said, it's a little bit different for me. I'm more of a country guy, but now that I know that you got country music on your CD, guess what? I'm going to have to go get one of those myself.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, if the system will work, Jay, I'm going to try to play your song, and you're welcome to come back on whenever you have some new things you want to introduce. And thank you for taking a few minutes. And I have to say I'm an Ohio State fan, too, so, hey, go Buckeyes.
Hey, go Bucks. Hey, that's always great.
All right, here's his song, Get Ready. If I can get the system to work, if I can get it to get ready here, we'll play it. Thank you again, Jay, for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys so much. God bless you guys.
Make sure you check out his music and check him out on CD Baby. You can find his music there. Go buy his new CD and check him out on Reverb Nation, too. And we appreciate Jay coming on, and thank you, Todd Berry, for bringing him to the show. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, if you folks out there know of anyone who's a musical talent that would like to be on our show, we try to find unique people that have a different sound that you may not have heard of before. tell them to give me a call and check, you know, you can send me an email, greenideas@earthlink.net, or contact me through Facebook. We're always looking for new talent, and we have some really good people who have been on in the past, and if you haven't heard some of the musical talent, you can always go back and listen to our archive shows. They go back all the way back to September 2011. We have a lot of people on there from R&B to, like we had today, rap, country, classical, you name it, we've had it on the show. So thank you, everyone. If you know anyone, just tell them to give me a call. And I'm going to try to bring on our next guest. This technical difficulty thing drives me crazy every week, but if the thing will work here, let's see now. I'm going to have to press this button here to see if we can get our next guest. Our next guest is supposed to be Baby Cakes and Company. We're going to have Kamika joining us here on the show, and they are a premier candy and specialty dessert company. And, okay, come on, system, work. We're not going to be able to get them on if the way things are going right now. Kamika, hang on tight. I'm trying to bring you on the show here, but it's not cooperating. By the way, too, while I'm fiddling around here with buttons trying to get our guest, if you would like to be a guest on our show, same thing goes, just like I said about the musical talent. We're always looking for foodies to join us on Saturday mornings. Like I said earlier, the show has been ranked number one in the cooking category now for 5 weeks in a row, and we're always looking for people in the foodie business, whether it be wine, beer, or any kind of food, desserts, you name it. We love to have you on your show. On the show here, we like to talk about people's products and what new things are going on in the foodie world, and give you a chance to spend 15 or 20 minutes here on the show telling people about your products and what you have available. And we're always looking for new talent. And by the way, too, while I'm still fiddling around here with the system not bringing on my guest, I guess everyone has been keeping an update on the story we've been reporting for the last few weeks about horse meat. It still keeps popping up in Europe, and they're finding it from Taco Bell to meatballs and everything else, which we've reported in the last few weeks. And I did report last week that it looks like they're actually going to be processing horse meat again in the U.S. There's a couple of people who are trying to, or companies trying to get that approved, and it looks like it may get approved. So even though you've been hearing all the negative feedback from what's going on out there in the industry and in Europe, and everybody's kind of grossed out by, guess what, we are going to be, looks like, processing horse meat here in the U.S. if everything goes through the USDA, as everyone that's on that side of the business hopes. So I say nay to that idea, but looks like it's going to happen. And while I'm still sitting here fiddling around, I want to mention, too, that next week we have a pretty big lineup of people. We've got the Jazzy Gourmet joining us next Saturday. If you don't know Jazzy Gourmet, you can check her out on Facebook. But she's going to be joining us to talk about her company. And we have some singers coming on and joining us, too, another country music singer. And we always have surprises. And my biggest surprise today is that nothing seems to be working on my system. I can't even play music. So this is pretty sad. They put on a new server, and of course the server is not working. So I need to waste time until I can figure out how to get this thing to work again. The one thing, too, I'll mention, talking about different types of music and things that are going on. Let's see, in 2 weeks we have Jesse Halo joining us. He's from halomusic.com, and he's sort of a techno type guy. Techno music, techno is kind of the new thing going on right now. He's got some really, really good music that's going to be joining us. I think that's the 30th. And then next week, looking here at my schedule while I try to waste time, we have, March 16th, we have our update from Annapolis. We've got the foodie group that gets together about every quarter. These are people that everyone, we all know from Facebook. It's a whole group of foodies in the Maryland area who get together, and they have a big foodie fest, I guess you want to call it. They're going to be joining us next week with their Annapolis report, and that should be a very, very interesting show. And I'm literally, folks, if you saw what I was doing, we literally have lost all power on our system here. So I hope that you folks can still hear me out there in Radio Land. I'm trying to reset everything and get us back on and gear here. Sorry for those people that are holding. Our guest, hang on, Kamika, I know you're there, but we can't get you on the system here because we're having a total disaster and a fall apart of the server here right now. Let's see, what else do we have on upcoming shows? I mentioned that we have the Jesse Halo coming on and joining us in the music world, and who else do we have here? Oh, I'm actually completely having a shutdown of the show. I'm not going to be able to continue with the show the way things are going at this point. Let me try a few more things here. I'm sorry, folks, this is like a Mickey Mouse outfit. Seems to happen every week, and this is like the last time I'm putting up with it. Blog Talk Radio is basically letting us down. Let me see. While we're waiting, we have also next week, let's see, Katarina, our sexy dessert lady, is going to be joining us. And we have Tonda, the cheese lady, will be coming on next week, assuming everything will work. And who else do we have here? The 23rd, we got Gerby Dieter, I think that's how you say his name, a chef from, I believe he's from France, who's going to be joining us. And Marie Simmons, who is a big writer of cookbooks, she'll be joining the show. And then another singer, Jimmy Charles, which is a guest that we had, I guess, probably about 6 months ago. He's a country music guy, will be joining us. And while I sit here and fiddle around with more buttons and try to fill up dead air, let's see here. Folks, I'm going to take a brief break here. It says Blog Talk Radio is not responding. No joke. Unfortunately, this is just like, this is what happens when you're on live radio, and you can tell that I'm going crazy right here because I'm flying solo this morning, but hey, what can I say? I'm going to take a couple of minutes here. There's going to be a pause. So everybody hang tight here while I'm trying to reset the show, hopefully, and I can't do two things at one time, so everybody hang on. There's going to be a brief, quiet pause while I try to reset the show. And if I can't, then that means I guess the show will be over. For those that are hanging on, the callers, hang tight. We're still trying to fix things, but not having any luck. So let me try this one more thing here. And it says, restart the program. I guess that's what we have to do. Hang on a second. Unbelievable. Let's see here. You're watching, listening to someone who's pulling their hair out live on radio. Let's see here. Let's all walk this through together. It says, your browsing session has closed unexpectedly. Okay, well, then we want to restore our session. We're going to try to get back on here real quick here. Oh, my God. Sorry about this, people, but it's become a kind of a standard thing at old Blog Talk Radio that each week we have to deal with all these problems with their system. And I don't even know if I'm on air right now, to be perfectly honest. If I am, then I'm just going to keep rambling away until we figure out how to get things back in gear here because, like they say in the radio business, it's not good to have dead air. Let's see, blogtalkradio.com. By the way, will you folks send in complaint letters to Blog Talk Radio because they don't seem to be listening to any of us, and we're all the hosts are having all kinds of issues, and it's not just us. I've been reading all the communication going on the Blog Talk Radio between guests and listeners, and they changed up everything I guess it was about 2 months ago, trying to update their website to make it look more user-friendly, and in the process, they pretty much wiped out all of us in our shows, and we all have been having problems ever since. Well, I'm going to give it about 2 more minutes of rambling on here and see what we can do. Okay, folks, just hang on. Grillion Ideas right now is about to go nuts. Let's see what we can do here. Reconnect. I'm trying to reconnect, and it's just saying, uh-uh. Oh, my God. Well, folks, I hate to close the show out because I've got 2 good guests that are planned coming up here, if they're still out there and if you're still listening and hearing me. I'm going to try one more thing. If this doesn't work, then I'm going to have to throw in the towel and call it a day, and then call up Blog Talk Radio people and tell them how dissatisfied I am with their system. Let's see here. Okay. Well, we're good. Actually, this is good. We're starting to see things on the screen here. So the studio is coming back up. So we might be able to have a show here if I keep running my mouth for a little bit longer. We might just do it. Let's see here. Okay. Now, let's see what happens. I want to try to press this button and see if I got a guest. Okay. I think I do. Who's here?
Tamika is here.
Oh, my God. Yes, it works. Could you tell I'm over here about ready to blow my brains out?
I can tell, but, you know, I was sprinkling my pixie dust over here, and I said, we're going to make it happen today, honey. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, my God. Thank you for hanging on. Oh, that is like when you're in live radio and you can't use anything on your screen, it's enough to make you go crazy. But thank you for hanging on. This is, by the way, everybody, is Baby Cakes and Company. This is Kamika from Baby Cakes. And she wanted to come on here and talk to us about specialty desserts and candy and all that. And I finally got you here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for your time and effort. I was not going to hang up. I was holding on for you.
Well, tell me about Baby Cakes and Company.
Yes, definitely. First off, I want to definitely congratulate you on your show, permitting all of these, you know, things that are going on, but thank you very much for having us, and congratulations on being ranked number one the fifth week in a row. Baby Cakes and Company, we actually specialize in cake balls and cake pops. The And Company, which is the other aspect of our company, is candy catering and specialty dessert buffets. And what we actually mean by that is we actually come to your home and or your venue, and we provide an action station for you, whether that is a s'more station, a banana split station, cotton candy machine, gourmet popcorn station, whatever have you. We provide those type of sweet stations for your events where your guests actually come up to the station.
Cool.
They interact with our staff, which are candy boys and candy girls, and they are giving tremendous amount of service, and they have a good time. The other aspect of our company, we actually have a drop-off service, which is our to-go kits. So you are able to order a candy station or a milk and cookie station. We bring everything to your home. You design it and set it up as you would as far as the look of your event. And we leave you with everything that you need. We have an assortment of services that we offer, whether that be a chocolate fountain, cotton candy machines. We also can provide edible favors for your event as well. The last aspect of our company we call our paper sugar line. It is the vintage straws, the personalized wooden spoons and napkins that you need to create that oomph, if you will, on your action station.
So it's basically a buffet smorgasbord of delectable delight that you bring to someone's home.
You got it, definitely. In a nutshell, that is what we do.
So how long have you been in this business?
We have been in this business since 2010. It fell in our laps as creating favors for guests that were having weddings and all type of social events. And I said, we need to do more than just that. You know, candy buffets and dessert stations have been on the cusp of being a trendy thing at events for quite some time. But we want to do something a little bit different. None of the stations that we offer that we actually set up are just a set up and leave besides our to-go kits. We have our staff there. They wear their custom pink hot chef jackets, and they make it happen, honey. Definitely. We keep the table clean. We take care of the setup and the tear down. And all the while, our candy girls and candy boys provide great conversation for your guests as well.
Very interesting concept. Now, where are you located?
We are actually located in Tracy, California, but our services are throughout Northern California. If you have once you visit our website, you are able to actually order baby cakes, and we ship throughout the United States. But we actually travel throughout Northern California, and we can provide that dessert station for you.
Very interesting. Now, you have a partner. Her name is Sybil. Is that right?
Yes, that is my partner and my lovely mother. Yes, she typically works behind the scenes. When I need her, she'll come to the forefront. But she is my bookkeeping / accounting guru. So that's what she does as far as the aspect of business.
So you serve up the desserts, and she counts the money.
You got it. We make it happen.
Well, it's a very interesting concept. Honestly, I had never heard of it before. And Carol Sunblessed Orchards, who hooked you up with for the show, she sent me the information, and I was like, I don't know, I don't do much partying as far as the dessert partying, but I never knew that type of setup existed, and I think it'd be great for like birthday parties for kids or for, you know, just
it really is. And also piggybacking off of what you just said, the candy girls and candy boys that we have, they are age appropriate. So we have candy girls and candy boys as aged as low as 10 to 12, so that when we're having a birthday party, 4 or 5-year-old per se, we're not an adult behind their station.
Right.
But they feel intimidated when they walk up to wanting to get their lemon heads or their cotton candy. We have our mini candy girls and candy boys, once again, wearing their chef jackets, and they actually take care of the service for these little tots that we have for their events.
Very, very interesting. Now,
and also
what,
on the...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm interrupting you.
No problem. Also, on the flip side of that, let's say we're doing a bachelorette party. Some of our gals, they want to make sure they only have guys there, so we'll send out our candy boys. But that just means to say that we send the appropriate staff for the event. So, yes.
Yeah, that could have a double meaning there, the candy boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So what's it roughly cost? I'm sure it depends upon what you have, because you said you have everything from cotton candy stations to all kinds of desserts. But what does it usually run for you to have like a buffet set up for a party? I guess it has a lot to do with the number of people you're serving, but give us a kind of a general idea.
Yes, definitely. It does depend on the number of people that you have, but it also depends on more so the type of dessert and or candy you want. If you're looking for more of something on a lower scale, it can be as low as $3 per person. And we think of it as the average cost for a favor. This is the favor that you're getting at this particular event. So it can be as low as $3 per person and as high as $12 per person, depending on the design of your dessert station or candy station. And then, once again, the items that are on that station.
Very interesting. Well, I know when I throw a Grillion Ideas radio show bonanza, we're going to have you there. Matter of fact, forget the roast beef and the barbecue and all that. We're just going to have a giant smorgasbord of desserts.
There's always room for dessert. And then to also go along with that, everything that we do is bite-sized. You know, the big thing going on with obesity in our country, and
right.
We have that in mind. Everything that we do is bite-sized, and people come and they get their small plate. No, we're not providing you a large plate for you to, you know, overindulge. We're providing you with a small hors d'oeuvre plate for you to put a few desserts on and satisfy your sweet tooth, so to speak.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, and I wish you a lot of success. I actually
was
wondering, I can see franchises in your future.
Oh, you know what? And speaking of near future, some of the things that we have going on the cusp of our company is we are hopefully launching a dessert truck in the near future.
This dessert truck,
yes, will feature hard ice cream. No, we're not serving up the average type of ice cream that you see on an ice cream truck. We are serving up hard ice cream on a cone, and then once again, those mini desserts as well. And then hopefully in the greater future, we are looking to have a dessert lounge where folks can actually come into our store and lounge and indulge in their mini desserts.
Wow. Well, if you guys, anybody listening is up there, and you said Tracy, California?
Yes, sir.
Check out Baby Cakes and Company, and it's babycakesandcompany.com. You can find out all the information about Kamika and Sybil and about what products they have, and contact them if you're looking for a dessert buffet and having fun. And I appreciate you hanging in there with us this morning. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but keep us posted when you get that truck up and running and you get your lounge up and going. You're welcome to come back on the show, and maybe next time I'll be able to talk to you without rambling on and having technical difficulties.
No problem. Thank you so much. And just before I leave, make sure your guests visit www.babycakes.com or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/babycakesandcompanydessertbuffets.
Great. Well, thank you, Kamika. I appreciate you being on our show, and good luck there in dessert world, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Gloria. You
All right.
guys have a great
Take
day.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
There you go. Check out our website. Sounds like an interesting concept and my kind of place. I can see myself filling up a plate full of bite-sized candies and cupcakes, et cetera. So check them out. And now I'm going to try, if this thing will allow me, to get our next guest. Now, I'm afraid to even push buttons the way this morning's been going. But if everything is working right, we are supposed to have, I'll call her our roving reporter, at the Natural Food Expo in Anaheim. And Alexandria Backus is joining us from the show, and hopefully it works, and I'm pushing buttons as fast as I can. And Alexandria, I think I have you. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Frank, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. We're having all kinds of fun over here today, but hey, we found you over there in Anaheim.
Absolutely. How's it going this morning, Frank?
Well, other than having technical difficulties and ready to throw my computer out the window, great. How about you?
I wouldn't be a live show without it. It's going great here. We are starting day two of the Natural Products Expo West, and so everyone's kind of just running around right now, setting up for the next day. And, Frank, this is my first time at this show, and it is absolutely insane. There's thousands and thousands of people and square feet, and it's huge. It's so hard to navigate. I went off for a few hours yesterday and just kind of roamed around, and I still haven't seen everything. There's so much to see here.
Well, I saw on Facebook last night, looks like you've been hanging out with the stars, too, while you're there.
I did. I got to meet Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She was here showing one of her new products, and apparently Drew Brees was here hanging out, throwing some footballs around at one of the booths, and I sadly wasn't informed until he left. But there was, and isn't that insane? One of my colleagues and I were standing by our grill, and we looked, and this very tall man was walking by with two Super Bowl rings. So we were like, who is this guy? We went and stopped him, Frank. It was embarrassing. And we looked at his name tag, and we looked him up, and we found out who he was. And so there's just so many different kinds of people here from so many different industries. It's an amazing show.
Well, so is it not all natural foods, or it is a natural food expo?
It is. It's all natural foods. There's a ton of different things. There's gluten-free foods. There's dairy-free, kosher, organic. But there's other things available here, too. There's baby food. There's even natural wax products, cleaning supplies, pet food, yogurt, juices, ice cream. There's so many different kind of categories of industries that are here. So it is more than natural food, but there's definitely a ton of natural food here.
And it goes, and the show goes until, is it tomorrow or is it over today?
Right, yeah. It's 3 days, so it started yesterday and it ends tomorrow. So today it's open from 10 to 6, and then tomorrow it's from 10 to 4. And I was checking the numbers on how many people are here, and according to the website, it's 60,000 industry professionals with over 3,000 exhibits. Yeah, and that's not even including consumers or people that just come through. So that's just us. So that gives you a little idea. Yeah, and it's two floors. We take up both floors of the Anaheim Convention Center, which is huge to begin with. So there's a ton of people here.
So what have you seen so far of interest that you might want to share? Was there anything unique that you hadn't seen before?
Yeah, I picked kind of my two favorites that I want to share with you. I'm going to go ahead and walk over to our booth right now. But while I'm doing today right now, what's going on, there is a very famous best-selling author. Her name is Tracy McMillan. She's the author of The American Way of Eating, and she's here right now sharing a little bit about her book, and she's also doing a book signing. There's also going to be Kathy Smith is going to be here today. She's a fitness expert.
Right.
Jenner Peterson, who is an A-list celebrity and pro athlete trainer, will be here, as well as Phil, I'm going to butcher his name, Keoghan. I hope I said that right. He is the host of The Amazing Race. So those people will be here today as well. So there's so many people that are going to be here today. Two of the companies I chose to kind of share with you guys to showcase. One of them is Char, and they are an international gluten-free company. They were showing at the expo today and yesterday as well, their new products. It was featuring new hot dog buns, chocolate chip cookies, and lemon wafers, and that kind of goes along with their other 40 products. They have a great line of food, and right now I'm going to have join with us our president, Donna. She is absolutely amazing, and I just want you to kind of get her view. She's been at this expo for a few years, so I'm going to... Donna, this is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Donna. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Donna, tell us a little bit. How long have you been coming to this expo?
We've been coming here since 2008. We opened up our U.S. division in 2007, and this was one of the first shows we attended as a new supplier back then.
And how have you kind of seen gluten-free as a product of availability? How have you seen that kind of expand or develop since you started?
There's been an incredible expansion. When we came to the show back in 2008, you could really count the number of gluten-free suppliers, and there was a limited range of products. This year, it's incredible. I don't think there's a booth you go by or an aisle you go by where there aren't the traditional brands, new items. So gluten-free has really evolved into almost a mainstream product line from what we can see. Very similar to how it is in Europe where we originated and where our parent company is located.
Yeah, Frank, their parent company, our corporate, is in Italy. So they started as a European company and now have expanded to the U.S.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about your new product that you're offering?
Sure. This year we've gone in two directions. We've launched some new very mainstream cookie items, chocolate chip cookies, lemon wafers, breads, which are our core products, our signature products. We've introduced a new hot dog roll. Our breads, our primary breads, are shelf-stable, which is a real advantage for the consumers and the retailers. So we've expanded into hot dog rolls this year to complement our hamburger rolls. And then on top of that, we've launched a number of frozen items based on some consumer demand, which are bagels and frozen breads and our new frozen pizzas, which we'll expand on later on this year.
And, Frank, they have an awesome line of cookies. I always say this because it's so true. We have so many different kinds of cookies, and there's shortbread, there's chocolate chip, there's a whole line, and they are so addictive. And it's so embarrassing because I have a cookie problem. So every time I open a box of cookies, I know it's going to be a problem. And I try to leave, like, one out of 15 for the next day, which I do. But they're so good. And Char is such a great brand, and you can just see when customers and consumers come up, they're so excited to be able to purchase these products because they really, really love them. And I think they identify with the brands and are happy that they...
Can you, since we're radio and sometimes it's hard to understand spellings, can you spell the name of the company?
Oh, sure. It's S-C-H-A-R.
S-C-H-A-R. And I assume they have a website?
Do they do? www.char.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's easy to remember. So do you sell their products? Is it in retail or do people purchase them online?
No, we're coast to coast. We're in just about every major supermarket chain, and we're in a huge amount of natural stores. We have pretty much full distribution in all 50 states.
Okay.
And we do have an online store, but it's certainly not our focus. It's for, you know, consumers that may not have a store readily available for them.
All right.
Frank, I am going – thank you so much, Donna. I'm going to share with you now. I picked one more brand to share with you. So that's the gluten pick of the day. And I was kind of roaming around trying to think of what else I could share with you, and I found an ice cream company that is absolutely amazing. I mean, eating, I could eat pints of this stuff. It's, they offer a lot. It's gluten-free, non-dairy, vegan, kosher. But I am meeting right now with Taryn, who is the vice president, and I'm going to speak with her, and I want her to tell you a little bit about their product because it's absolutely delicious.
Great.
And put her on the phone. Frank, this is Taryn. She's joining us right now.
Okay. Hi, Taryn.
How are you doing?
Welcome.
All
right. Welcome to the show. I'm doing great. So what is your product called, and what's the name of the company?
We are Double Rainbow Ice Cream. We make super premium ice cream, sorbets, soy creams, and organic ice creams.
Okay.
We're going on 37 years in business. We're still having so much fun every day. Being out here at Expo West, this is over 17 years we've been doing this show. So
wow.
It's great to see the continued energy that's going on. How many flavors is in your line? We have 7 super premium ice creams in pints. We have 4 organic ice cream quarts. We have 5 sorbets. And then we have a non-dairy soy cream, which I have to say people do not believe is not ice cream when I scoop it for them and they take that first bite. It still delivers the experience of, you know, a delicious frozen dessert, high quality, quality ingredients, smooth, creamy texture that we pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm.
And for us here at Double Rainbow, it's about the experience. When you see a double rainbow in the sky, it's something that you always remember.
Right.
And
right.
When you taste a bite of my ice cream, you want another taste. You want to come back for more. And we are proud to keep delivering on that consistent quality and taste and really an experience. And doing shows like this really gives us an opportunity to continue to bring the Double Rainbow product out to the public and hear and see the reaction that people get when they take that first bite. And I have to say, you know, that's the joy that brings me, is simply seeing that, oh my goodness, this is the best thing ever after just one bite.
And it won't make you sick, right?
No, it's awesome. You know, we use quality ingredients, simple ingredients, real milk, real sugar, real cream, real fruit. We're the real deal. It's, you know, the classic quality, smooth and creamy texture. It's a dense product, less air in our product. It really just delivers on, the palate. And it doesn't leave any, it just leaves a pure taste in your mouth. It's amazing.
Well, it sounds delicious. Good thing I'm not at that show, because by the time the show was over, I would weigh probably 350 pounds.
Yeah, Frank, do you see my problem here? I'm, like, surrounded by this stuff, and I have to stay away from it because I could eat the whole thing. And just to kind of piggyback on what Taryn was saying, with both Star and Double Rainbow, I think that the challenge with natural food in general is just finding substitutions for those key ingredients that we're pulling out. And it's so hard to hit that on the target, because a lot of times you take out the wheat flour, you take out the dairy, and you lose that texture and that flavor, and it's so hard to get that back. And I think that that's something that Double Rainbow does amazing, amazing job with their ice cream. It's still creamy. It has a great flavor, great texture, and same with Char with their products. And so that's why I was so excited when I found this. I was like, I have to share this with Frank because it's delicious. And yesterday I had the vanilla, and I had the, what is the other one? It's a goodie. And that is a French vanilla ice cream with chocolate chunks and a peanut butter swirl. And Frank,
it's
seriously gluten-free and dairy-free. It really is.
That's an ice cream.
Oh, that's an ice cream? Okay, I'm lying. Okay, that one's not dairy-free.
But you had my blueberry soy and the vanilla bean soy.
Yes, and those are to die for. And what's your favorite ice cream in the line?
I am a vanilla and coffee black.
Oh, those are so good.
You can find those in pints in the stores. You can find us in Safeway. You can find us in Whole Foods, carries our line. Some Raley's soon down here, Jimbo's and PCT Markets up in the Pacific Northwest. Coffee blast is great, even in the morning when you need it.
Yes.
And even better at 3:00 in the afternoon when you need a bigger pick-me-up.
It's basically the perfect choice throughout the entire day for everything. And where is your company based out of? San Francisco?
We are born and raised in San Francisco.
Awesome.
Yes.
So awesome.
Still in the same spot we started, and working strong every day.
And
well, Karen, you have a website, I imagine, right?
Yes, you can find us at www.doublerainbow.com, and anybody can log in and check out where there might be a retailer nearby that also carries our line.
And what is your booth number?
We are booth 3471.
Okay, so if anyone listening is coming to the expo today, 3471 in Hall D, that is Double Rainbow, and 3481 in Hall D, the same line is Char. So if you're coming,
Great. Make
sure to stop by these booths because you have to try the stuff.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, Karen. I'm hungry for some of that ice cream right now.
Oh, wow. We can send you some over. No problem.
I'm just going to bring over a tub and we can just have a
drink. There you go. Just bring a tub and two spoons.
I will. You got it. We'll pack out stuff with a goodie bag.
Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, that's great. Seriously, I have to stay away from this stuff. You can just smell it when you get here. There's just samples. And this morning, Glutino, that's one of the other gluten-free companies, and they were giving out bagels and their new Pop-Tart line. And it's like, you have to, like, moderate yourself and run around because otherwise you're going to gain, like, 10 pounds every time you come to these expos because there's so much offered. It's really great.
Yeah, sound like you got a fun job. I think I want to be like you because I got to sit there and look at a screen while you describe all these wonderful things that you're eating.
I know. And, Frank, are you in San Diego right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you in San Diego?
Yes, I'm in San Diego.
How is the weather this morning?
Oh, well, the weather this morning is beautiful as usual, but cold, but we can't complain compared to what other folks have to deal with, but it's beautiful as usual. And how's the weather in Anaheim? They say when things are getting tough, you run out of time, you start talking about the weather.
No. I was just, well, yesterday, Frank, what are you trying to say? Yesterday was, it was all right. It was kind of gloomy. And today the weather is much better, but I was just saying because my colleagues are all from the Northeast. And so, you know, we sit here and we're like, wow, the weather is so cold. We're having our winter, and they're like walking around in shorts and a T-shirt because we're nuts, right?
I know.
They're enjoying this day for sure. But, Frank, I wish you could be out here. It's awesome. It's a great show. And next year you should definitely – maybe I could bring you with us and we could do a sample.
Yes, well, definitely.
You
sold me on being there. I definitely will be there next year. So what are your plans for the rest of the day? I'm sure you're going to be taste testing lots of things.
I will, and I'm working at the booth I'm working at. We are grilling up some ciabatta rolls and some hot dogs and showcasing some lunch meats and cookies and things like that, our products. So that's what I'll be doing today. It's starting in about 10 minutes. So it starts at 10 and 6, and then I'm going to try to, of course, break away and go try some more samples because I haven't even seen everything yet.
Well, we appreciate you doing the report, and before you go, I wanted to also just so people know who you are. Tell a little bit about your background and how what kind of business you're in and what kind of things you do. I know you're kind of an interviewer extraordinaire, but tell people kind of your background and what you do.
Sure. I just graduated college in December. When I was in college, I did a pageant. I did Miss California, and that's how I kind of got into broadcast journalism. I decided that was the career path I wanted to take. And I started doing radio. I had my own radio show, and then I got an internship at KCRA-TV, which is the NBC affiliate in Sacramento, and I interned there. And I was the news editor for my paper, so I kind of just played around in the broadcasting field and the journalism field. And I realized a couple of years ago that I had celiac disease, which means you have a very severe intolerance to gluten. And that's how I kind of became involved with this kind of side of the world and this industry. And so currently I'm working with Char, and I am helping them out with stuff like this, but I'm still in journalism. So I think I'm trying to blend the two and try to find something I can do together with it. But that's kind of my background, and I'm from the Central Valley. I'm from Turlock, pretty close. I heard you were talking to someone in Tracy, so it's pretty close to Tracy, yep. And so born and raised in Turlock, and I know Miss Carol, who is lovely sunshine, and I actually met her from my pageant to help me out. So that's my background, basically, in a nutshell.
Well, thank you very much for doing this for us this morning. It's very intriguing, and I wish I was there. I thought about riding to Anaheim, and now I know I'm missing out. Of course, you said it's still open tomorrow, so heck, I still got time to maybe show up there tomorrow. And matter of fact, at the end of those shows, that's the best time to be there because that's when they start giving away the food.
You are so right. They start handing out their stuff because they can't pack it back up. So actually, tomorrow would be great. And tomorrow it's open from 10 to 4. So if you have a time, just run on up here because it's totally worth it. And we should go to Disneyland after.
Hey, there you go. I'll put on my Mickey Mouse ears.
Exactly. It'll be perfect.
Well, thank you, Alexandra. We appreciate you doing that report. And don't eat too much.
Oh, I'll try it. If not, I'll just save some for you.
All right.
Thanks
care.
So much,
thank
Frank. Have a great
All
day,
right.
Of course.
You too, thanks. All right, bye. Bye-bye. And there you go. Check out, if you happen to be in the Anaheim area, sounds like it's a fun show. To either today or tomorrow, swing over there, and it looks like there's all kinds of great things to eat, all natural food, expo in Anaheim, and we appreciate Alexandra doing that report for us. And I guess what I'm going to try to do is, I'm still having technical difficulties here, as usual, but I'm going to have to close out the show while I still got a screen that's working at the moment. We thank all of our guests this morning, Surfwest Para. Check him out with his logo business. If you're looking for logos for your foodie products, Jay Kuntz, we appreciate him coming on with his rap music, and check him out on CD Baby. You can buy his new CD. And Kamika from Baby Cakes and Company, thank you. And I like that whole concept of that whole dessert buffet. So check her out at babycakesandcompany.com. And then also thank you, Alexandra, again for being at the National Food Expo. I've already went through the rundown of who we got coming on next week. Join us. Hopefully we'll have a system that will work a little better next Saturday. I'm about ready to throw in the towel and change formats and go to a different carrier because Blog Talk Radio is driving me nuts. But come and join us every Saturday while we do this, and at least when we try to do it. And we will be back here next week. Everyone have a nice weekend. I'm going to try to play music to close out the show, and everyone have a great weekend, and we will see you next Saturday.
I told you I'd leave the light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate